right, Danny. Yeah, I was at an infield town reserves game, and there were seven of us.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I said the competition was closed, but of course it isn't.
There's a twist in it, no, Danny.
Seven?
There were six home fans and one away fans. You know, like in the old days at non-league games.
Yeah.
The crowd would change ends at half time.
Yeah.
Well, we went round to change ends at half time. The six home fans went down the away end.
I forgot about that.
You had to jump onto the pitch, like to halfway down, because there was a fence across it. And we jumped on, and the club mascot, this Border Collie, went rabid as we jumped onto the pitch.
Wow!
And it went mad. It went for the lot of us. We become the only home end ever to get run by a Border Collie.
It
was
like
five of us managed to leg it, but we might have a broken leg in a full past the car.
Oh no! You started with seven spectators, then you six. Wow!
So there you go.
The Border Collie snapped at your friend's friend.
No, it didn't snap at us, Dan.
Wow.
It was full bore rabid, like.
His bark feels every bit as bad as his bite and all that. They said they're going to bring the families back, even at Enfield. Yeah. A load of nonsense I've always thought that was. And here they employ mad dogs to harass the crowd when they're merely trying to change it.
A great escape.
There was one of the opposition.
Yeah. We didn't get to him, though, because of the Border Collie, though.
Surely you'd invite him over. Did you actually sing, "Is That All You Take Away"?
No, I could barely see him from the away.
You're going home on a unicycle? Wow, one. Well, thank you. Now, that is it. There
You're
are
going
no
home on a skate.
Lower crowd. There can be no lower crowd than seven. That was it. Official attendance, seven. They print up programs.
Six by the
they get kit. They get embrocation oil. I wonder if there's ever been a game when nobody showed up. There may have been a game where there's been nobody showing up. Now, that's the only other cause I'll accept on this, because otherwise it's getting silly. You can't have Border Collies rounding up the crowd.
You can't have Border Collies outnumbering the away fans, you know.
No, exactly. And chasing entire grounds. Now, they'll certainly pay there. They're thousands of Border Collies chasing thousands of fans. There's your half-time entertainment. But you can't have, you know, normally placid dogs, actually, as you said, running the home supporters.
Apropos nothing, at Spurs in the late 60s, they went through a phase of the half-time entertainment will be a display by Metropolitan Police dogs. They first put out a kind of show-jumping course for them, you know, under tunnels, over big fences and all that. Then they had this kind of puissance where they built this enormous wall out of planks, perhaps, well, I don't know, 8-10 feet high, and dogs would scramble at the side and get over it, Alsatian.
Wow.
And then a fellow dressed, you know, in a stripy jersey and a mask would come out on the pitch, had a big pad on one arm that soon became apparent white, and he had a gun.
Oh, that pad on
the
old blue people.
He fired blanks at the dog, and the dog kept coming, and then the dog would harass him, for sure.
On the pad on the arm.
Yeah.
Oh, when I was younger, I used to want to come back as a police dog. I thought it would be terribly exciting, right? I even had a fantastic chat-up line for female police dogs, or other dogs generally, other female dogs. If you're a police dog, you can always go up to another bitch and say, listen, baby, I'm trained to sniff out explosives and you are dynamite. I just want to use that line once if I come back as a police dog.
Oh, you can get work at the airport. I spent all day sniffing drugs.
Exactly, yeah.